son pas qu'un doigt le prend descend dans toute sa vente. Wadil fâche son catastrophe l'on le descend. Qui peut mourir. Moi t'aime, ton puits souffle, sauve pain, qui peut mourir.
WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts University's freeform radio station, coming to you live from the Anson. What's the name of this building? Don't remember. Here at the nexus of College Ave and the other street that goes down the way over here. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, paying tribute again to somebody else. It's almost like I'm waiting for someone to pass away before we can have a show theme. Yesterday, I found out the tragic news that Charles Bradley, a great soul singer, passed away from stomach cancer yesterday morning, very early. Only 68, not really that old. A career that got started late, especially if you don't count his years as a James Brown impersonator, where he was known as Black Velvet. So we're going to play some Charles Bradley, some James Brown, mostly Charles Bradley, including this title track from the album Changes, his last record, which came out last year, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Feel like little fix. I look at him and said, brother, don't leave me. Don't leave me. How long? How long? How long? But you keep coming like this.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's one of his earliest songs. That's actually one of the early songs from an early Daptones collection called Take It As It Come, Part 1. This being the Charles Bradley Show. He passed away yesterday from stomach cancer at the age of 68. And before that, it was How Long, with the featuring the Menahan Street Band from No Time for Dreaming. Prior to that, we heard from James Brown. That was Please, 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 one of the first songs that Charles Bradley memorized or learned how to perform as Black Velvet, the James Brown impersonator. That was off of one of the greatest hits collections that we had for James Brown. And, of course, Charles Bradley started off the set with Changes, which is actually a Black Sabbath cover. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you think about it. Kind of a little longer, droning, 6+ minutes. Not as much energy as the one we just heard, Take It As It Come. Or a different kind of energy, we'll say. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our tribute show to Charles Bradley. I know it seems like I never have a theme, and I'm just waiting for someone to pass away, and then I've got a theme. But just so happens, 2 weeks in a row, Grant Hart last week from Husker Du. This week, Charles Bradley. So a little different in terms of music. Still excellent as it always is. You Put the Flame on It with the Menahan Street Band up next. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
This heart of mine, Tim, let me hear you walk a little bit, Tim.
All right, that's Can't Stop Thinking About You, one of the earliest Charles Bradley tracks, at least those that were recorded, his collaboration with the Bullets. Interesting here, it's just in the Rivendell database, it just says Charles Bradley, comma, the Bullets. There's nothing about and or with. Anyway, before that, Charles Bradley, Lovin' You Baby, featuring the Manhattan Street Band from No Time for Dreaming. Great record off the Daptones label. James Brown and the Daps, just kind of funny that there's a group of girls called the Daps. And that's I Can't Stand Myself When You Touch Me from the single. We played that from the single. The set, we began the set with Charles Bradley, You Put the Flame on It, featuring the Manhattan Street Band as well. That was from the Victim of Love record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Charles Bradley, an interesting life, as I mentioned before. He was homeless at the age of 14. He lived in New York City as a homeless kid, sleeping on like subway trains and wherever he could find a place. He did that for 2 years. And then his life was changed by Job Corps. He trained to be a cook, and he moved to Bar Harbor, Maine, where he became a cook for 10 years. At that point, the staff at the restaurant where he was working noticed that he had some talent, and he could sing. So he got him to participate in open mic night, and so then he was noticed by, I think, a couple of bands. He tried to become a James Brown impersonator, I think he did, and then he moved across the country to San Francisco, and there he took up residence in 1977. And things moved along from there. He actually moved back east to Brooklyn to be with his mother, who was not well, and then he lived there. And it's at that point that he hooked up with the Daptones label. I think that was in the early part of the last decade. It's right around the year 2000. Anyways, that's a quick summary of his life. Interesting stuff. So he didn't really become a musician of note until he was about 62 years old or so. Not a story you hear very much. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, Ain't a Sin from Changes, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I tried. Hey, Ram! Yeah. I tried to be a righteous man. I tried to give love all over the world. But I'm tired of being you. Ain't it a sin? Ain't it a sin?
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got in this country is letting a person feel that they're important, feel that they're somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and where he come from. Now, I just recorded a tune called Say It Loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Now, if a man is not proud of who he is and where he come from, he's not a man. So I want each and every one to understand this tune is for the good of what it mean and what it can do for a man's self-pride. Now, the black and the white that's in the audience, I want you to do this for me. I want the black to sing the song, and at the end of the song, where the black say, I'm black, and I want everybody to say, I'm proud. All right? Because this way, there's nobody can talk. There's no communication can ever come between two people if they can't talk to each other in a conversation. So remember that. A little love won't hurt. You ready? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. The atmosphere seems so clean.
nation we living in. Am I dreaming? Who is gonna protect us now? Right back to color. Blacks depreciate. If we're not careful, we'll be back segregated.
Change for the world.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Charles Bradley with Strictly Reserved for You. That's where he's really getting his soul chops together. I mean, that's like a great classic soul song in the way of like a Teddy Pendergrass or something like that. Before that, Charles Bradley and the Bullets, Now That I'm Gone, one of the earlier releases on the Daptones label, and then we heard Change for the World from the Changes record, released in 2016, and then prior to that, it was the intro to Say It Loud, I'm Black, I'm Proud. I needed to play that. I feel like that's even more relevant now than it was. It can't be more relevant, but just as relevant now as it was back when it was originally introduced by James Brown in August 26th of 1968 during his live concert in Dallas. Classic live recording that was. And then before that, Ain't a Sin from Charles Bradley's Changes. The police are coming through. They're coming there, stomping down the door. They don't like what I'm playing. They're like, play that Lynyrd Skynyrd. The people in Alabama are up here running Tufts, you know, in the city of Medford. Little did you know. Where were we? Okay, so Charles Bradley passed away yesterday from stomach cancer, and what we have now is basically what I wanted to mention was that the two James Brown songs I played earlier, they were the ones that he learned for the first time when he was a James Brown impersonator known as Black Velvet. Also, he even once went by the name of James Brown Jr., which I find to be amazing. Those were Please, 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 and I Can't Stand Myself When You Touch Me. Those are the first two that he learned to perform as a James Brown impersonator. And he led a very interesting, very colorful life, not becoming known until he was almost 60, and then, of course, now passing away at 68. I figured it would have been fair if he had another 10 years to tour the country, at least hang it up when he's 78. I mean, so some of those old blues guys don't retire until they're in their 80s. Anyway, up next, it's we are going to hear James Brown Give It Up and Turn It Loose, although now the CD is starting to freak out on me. Give It Up or Turn It Loose from James Brown, 1,000 Points of Light. It gave me an error. Man, that's frustrating, huh? That is frustrating. And that won't even eject, or will it? The problems. Maybe I just need to move on and just forget about CDs altogether. I mean, I still have my iPod happening here. Even recently, I finally got hooked up with Apple Music just recently. So I don't, like, download everything and then burn CDs. At least I don't do that anymore. Let's try this. James Brown, Give It Up or Turn It Loose, 1,000 Points of Light. 1,000 Points of Light, WMF. Oh, he doesn't like the CD. All right, so we are going to move on. We're going to move on and do this. You know, I've been wanting to play more from this James Brown, this great concert live in Dallas, so we're going to hear... So we're going to hear If I Ruled the World, a great track. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
If I ruled the world, like the first day of spring, every voice would have a new song to sing, would sing of a joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, would be as free as a bird.